Welcome to episode 304 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes in the industry, but one thing has stayed the same is the urge to explore our world and make the connections that can only be made through experience. We invite you to come along with us. We love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so be sure to connect with us on our website or Facebook. My name is Lindsay, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth, Sandy, and Donna. Here we grow again, guys. This week, we're excited to introduce you to our newest Outlander travel agent, Nitra Hasty. Yay!
Yay, Nitra!
Nitra grew up as an army brat, so most of her traveling was when the family moved to a new location. She was always excited to explore the new cities that came along with the moves. Her favorite city growing up was Savannah, Georgia. That's one of my favorites, too. So Savannah always has lots to do and see there. And we can't wait to hear about how she came to join us. So let's get started. Thank you so much for joining us, Nitra.
Sure thing. Yay. I'm excited.
This whole podcast thing seems way more glamorous than it really is. I'm just saying.
It's real. It's real. Yeah.
The lights are blinding me.
I'm so excited to hear more about Savannah. It's one of my favorite cities. I know it has kind of that charm that reels everybody in. So what makes it your favorite?
I didn't actually live in Savannah. My mom was stationed in Fort Stewart, Georgia, which is about 45 minutes away from Savannah. So when we wanted to get away, that's where we would go. You know, being in Fort Stewart or Hinesville, it's not really a world. There wasn't back then a lot to do. So getting away to Savannah was always a treat. So like going to the river. I love seafood. Unfortunately, my mom does not. So to get a chance every once in a while to get the seafood was really nice. And then just recently, well, about a year ago, to the date, I was back in Savannah with my daughter's Girl Scout troop. And it just brought back the memories of being in the city and getting to explore with her. It was really cool. So
Savannah is very important to the Girl Scouts.
Yeah, it is, sure. Very much so.
A house there that was like the founder of the Girl Scouts.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, it is. We got to go to the house, and then the building that she had her first meeting in, they've turned it into like a little museum. So we got to see all of that. And then there in one of the squares, they have a tree full and flowers on the ground. So we got to take a lot of pictures and stuff, do stuff like that while we were there. And then we took a trip over to Tybee Island, got a little beach fun in too. So
tell us, how did you get started with Outlander? How did Elizabeth find you?
I did not. I did not find her.
She did not. I found Elizabeth. So lots of Facebook groups, right? I'm in this one Facebook group, and they were asking about travel agents. And her name just kept popping up throughout this thread. And so I just kind of started doing some research because I've always had an interest in becoming a travel agent in my second life. I have a job during the day. So I just started doing research about Outlander travel. And then I've always heard about host agencies. So then I started doing finding information out about Nexion. So I was doing that and then comparing them to different other host agencies, and it just seemed like Nexion had a better fit. So I actually reached out to Elizabeth via Facebook just to see if I could just ask her some questions about becoming a travel agent on my own versus doing it other ways, because I have tried it a different way before and it wasn't a really good fit for me. So Elizabeth set up some time for me to ask her a list of questions that I had prepared for her. And while I was on a break at work, we were having this call, and in the middle of our conversation, we had a fire alarm go off. So I'm literally walking through the building to exit. It wasn't a fire. It really was just an alarm going off to continue my conversation, because I was determined to speak to her and have this conversation about if I'm making the right choice on becoming a travel agent and seeing if this is something that I could do on my own. And so we had a really good conversation. And at the end of it, she says, well, I'm not really looking to hire anybody, but if you're interested, I'd be happy to have you on my team. And I was like, whoa. So I thought about it for a little bit, and I think she and I had another conversation after that, or at least exchanged some emails. And I decided to do it back in February of this year.
We're so glad you did.
That was like,
and then COVID happened.
And then COVID. Yeah.
And then COVID happened. I was like, is that my fault?
No, I'm the jinx. It was my fault.
It was Donna's. She left her luggage in the wrong spot.
That's mean.
So what, I know you mentioned Savannah. Is that your favorite travel memory? Or do you have like a specific trip that's your favorite?
I'm trying to think. I don't know if I have a favorite trip right off. I have been to some interesting places growing up, being an Army brat, and even traveling for my current job during the day. But for a couple of years, we actually grew up in Panama. So the United States no longer has a military base in Panama. So we were actually fortunate to actually live in Panama, go to school in Panama. So actually, I was in first grade when I started. So I don't have very many memories, but I do have some very specific ones from that time frame, and we still have pictures from it. So I have two older brothers, and we talk about those things. Before we came back to the States, the three of us were fluent in Spanish, which we are no longer fluent in Spanish, because if you don't use it, you lose it. But yeah, so that was one of that's one of my favorite places that we've lived. As far as travel memories, it kind of goes along with a few of the other questions you're going to ask me, but I love going to Disney. The first time I actually went to Disney World, I was in college, and I went to support some of my friends that play basketball. There was a tournament in Orlando, so we actually were able to take a day trip over there, and that was my first time actually being in Magic Kingdom, and I had the best time of my life.
And you were only there for one day?
Yeah.
And you felt
That's all it takes.
2 minutes. Yep. You're
yep. So, well, and that was the only park that we went to was Magic Kingdom.
Was there something particular that, because I know we all have our own reasons why we get misty-eyed about the mouse.
I don't know. I just think it was just the environment. I had always heard about, you know, my friends growing up that had gone to Disney World and their experiences. It was just, I guess it was just the opportunity for me to actually go without having to have a parent have to take me, and, you know, be able to do it on my own. So that was like the first thing that I've ever, you know, one of the things I had to pay for outside of getting my own car. But yeah, I drove my car. It was a long trip from Buies Creek, North Carolina, all the way down to Orlando. And we did it in an overnight drive. So.
Oh, wow.
I went to Disney a lot in college too with my friends. And that's totally what got me hooked, because I don't know, it's just something about going with your friends at that age,
yeah,
or I guess late teens, early 20s. I don't know. It's just everything's so awesome.
Yeah, so that was in like 98 maybe when I went, and I didn't get to go back again until 2006, so there was a big gap. Trust and believe, the gap has not been that long again.
I'm in the middle of my longest Disney gap in decades.
Oh wow.
Right now
we gotta get like a fix.
Yeah.
We're getting our fix in November.
I went from like doing at least 5 to 6 trips a year to now like
it's been almost a year,
It's been almost a year. Mm-hmm. By the time I get back, it'll be almost a year. So I'm assuming, am I wrong in assuming that's the place that you would go over and over and over again?
Yes, it is.
Do you have any?
Now I have two kids, so they love to go. So I have two girls. One is 15, and then the other one is 9. And the 15-year-old has been probably 17 or 18 times. There were years that we went twice a year, and then we might skip a year. Who knows why, you know, we go. We just decide, and we just pack up the car and we drive.
Do you guys still have access to the military discount?
Yeah, so yes and no, right? So my mother now gets a free vacation, because the only way for me to continue to get a discount is for her to come with us.
Big discount, though. I mean,
it is a huge discount, and I think that's why we do get to go as often as we do go, because when you look at the price of a military ticket versus a regular park ticket, it is a huge difference, because we can go for 5 days in the park and it's the same cost as a one-day ticket, pretty much.
It's about half price of what, the public pays. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then we typically stay off property. We have stayed on property a couple of times. So we, you know, especially when we're having to save money, when we have to get an additional room or get a bigger room for her to stay in, so she has her privacy as well. So, but yes, the military discount, yes.
Yeah, I have a friend.
It's well deserved.
It's Well earned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So would you say, what is, would you say is your bucket list trip or destination?
So it's funny because I am not a swimmer. I can just barely float in water, but it must consist of a beach. So like Barbados or the Maldives or somewhere like that would be like my dream vacation.
I'm right with you there. That's my beautiful beaches or they call to me.
Some warm water just to sit back and relax and listen to the ocean and the wind. It's just, that's me all day.
So if I know you said beach, so when you travel, when you do want to travel, are you drawn at all to cruises or tours or more inclusive resorts?
So first cruise was my honeymoon. Did not find out that I would be seasick after flying as much I have. Yes. So first cruise was not a hit, but I did enjoy myself. Like once I get past the first day, I'm good to go the rest of the cruise. So we have learned that I am not going to stop cruising because I do love, it's a hotel on water is how I call it. So you get everything that you need and you get to go somewhere all while just, you know, just hanging out and having
usually
fun.
Usually at a great price too.
Right, exactly. yes, we do love the cruise. I love the cruise. My girls love the cruise. They are excited. We have a cruise planned for next year. Next year is a milestone birthday, sort of. The oldest turns 16, the youngest turns 10, and I turned, I'm not telling you that age.
we'll
figure it out.
This year
doesn't count, right? This year we're all not aging this year.
Exactly. Right. So we are going to take a Disney cruise, our first Disney cruise next year. We are thoroughly excited about that. But we love Royal. We have experienced Carnival, but we definitely prefer to be on a Royal ship any day.
What ship are you going to sail with Disney?
I think it's the Wonder, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
One of the old beauties.
Yeah,
I think that's old girls.
What it is.
That's a great size ship too. I like those size ships.
I have a soft spot for those older ships, but I honeymooned on the Magic, so that's part of the reason I think I feel that way. So
I'm wrong. Yeah. It's the Fantasy.
Oh
big one. Yeah, totally different experience. Never mind.
Oh, but you get all like the cool things, like you get to go find the little Muppet store.
Yeah, so we so the oldest has started doing her research. She calls herself my junior travel agent. So she has this notebook where she's writing down things that she's finding on different Pinterest groups, different T-shirts she wants us to order. So she has it all planned out, or at least she's planning it out for the different things that she wants to do or make sure that we experience while we're on the ship.
Get your pirate.
She sounds great.
Already.
Have her call me.
I will. Just in a few short years, she'll be 18, so she can work legally.
I'm not looking to build the team right now, but
I've heard that before. Yeah.
So, what do you think of the travel industry now? I mean, you did literally sign your contract and join on, and then basically the world fell apart. So,
I know.
Yeah. So, give us your thoughts, just as a new travel agent. What are your reflections on the future of travel and not to get too philosophical here.
Right. I'll try not to. it's kind of scary because to go from a day of you can pick and choose where you want to go, when you want to go, to having to decide, is this a safe decision for me and my family? It's kind of sad in a way that you have to look at life in that aspect. But I do see that things are on the upturn in a lot of different places. And there's a lot of safety put in place. You know, we thought about safety in the past on, you know, flying or driving or being on a cruise ship. But now you have to think of your safety in the aspect of, you know, what is the environment around me going to look like? It's not just, can you drink the water anymore? It's, can you breathe the air, right? Is it safe? So I think things are going to get better. It's going to be slow. It has been slow. It has been a slow year. But I think things will get better once, you know, the world comes into an alignment together. I think it'll be okay.
I wonder.
I'm excited to see.
Like what the new normal is going to look like. Like what are things that we're going to keep on doing that we probably should have been doing all along, you know?
Right. I was thinking about that. I was in the grocery store today, and I was thinking about that. I was looking around at people with their masks on. I was like, is this going to always be what it's going to be like? Are you never really going to know what a person looks like when you first meet them until you really get to know them and they take their mask off, right? Is that going to be the situation forever?
Mm-hmm. I think people are... there's probably a lot of more consciousness of hygiene. I don't say this the nice way, but everybody's smelling their own breath, so they're remembering the so we might have some really good positive. I'm trying to look on the bright side now.
Yeah.
we have some positive.
Lindsay, was it you that had said there was a tip about when you go to a hotel, bringing a Ziploc bag to put the remote control in?
Yeah. I mean, and you're like, I'm going to keep that going forward. I mean, there are so many. I've got a whole list of things I hope we keep going forward. I hope we keep the 6 feet in the checkout line because I don't really need somebody crawling up on me while I'm trying to check out.
I agree.
Hi, stranger. I hope we keep that. Boarding the planes from the back to the front. There's little things I hope.
Or in small groups. Yes.
Right, yeah.
Making sure they disembark or in an orderly fashion, one or two rows at a time from the front to the back, huh?
Yeah, I think it teaches people patience, which is what we as a society lost a long time ago. So, and like you mentioned, there are some great things that have come out of this bad situation or this bad pandemic, one of which is spending more time with our families. I know working out of the home, I was gone quite a bit. My girls have always been in daycare growing up, right? So now to be able to spend this time with them, be able to help with schoolwork and homework, not just come home, cook, hey, how are you doing, and go to bed. It's not that situation anymore. So I'm excited about some of the new things that will come out of this, though.
That's very true.
I hope that we all, keep that, we all had to take a step back, and I hope we can all keep that going forward. I know I've personally never spent so much time at home cooking meals with my husband. So we have now. And I really like it. I enjoy his company. And not that I want to stay home this much all the time, but it's been a nice...
Well, it's funny because I'm also an introvert, so I don't mind staying at home. So the rest of the world is catching up with me with staying at home. People were reaching out to me tomorrow, so how do you do this all the time? It doesn't bother me. This is my normal, right? I don't have to be in big crowds or, other than Disney World. It's funny, being an introvert, being in Disney World, it doesn't bother me. I don't see those people.
You know what's funny is I've always said that people ask, I do so many solo trips to Disney. I'm usually there by myself. Everyone all, how can you go by yourself? Don't you feel lonely? No, it's amazing. You do what you want. You go where you want. You never really feel alone, but you don't really have to interact with other people.
Right.
It's this wonderful middle ground for when you want to just do what you want.
Yep.
Yeah. I think the appreciation
there. You
just sit
there and watch
the
kids with the wonderment on their eyes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
And I don't have to deal with their tantrum fits or upset or sad or need $50 for something that they're going to lose in 2 minutes or, a giant turkey leg bigger than their head that they're going to have a bite of and I don't want this. I don't have to deal with any of that. I get to deal with that's one of my favorite things to do, and it sounds creepy, but I still love standing on the end of Main Street and seeing kids' faces light up, and even the adults' faces light up when you can tell who's seeing the castle for the first time and who's seen it a million times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever gotten there when they're doing the flag retreat at 5 o'clock?
Yeah.
I have not.
Awesome. Oh, make you cry.
Yeah. It's a must do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think at a time like this too, it's sort of a good time to come into travel because even though we're spending so much time with our families, it's also giving us an appreciation for being able to explore new things with the family. All the time we're spending with our families are within four walls, right?
Yep.
The same four walls for, and so that idea of getting out and, as we are starting to finally plan trips, we're thinking about that and how exciting it is that even though we've been spending all this time together, we're going to spend some time together somewhere else.
Yeah.
It really
another four walls.
Yeah. And even the idea of having someone take care of you. I actually went out to a restaurant for the first time since March, days ago. Yeah. I hadn't been to a restaurant at all. And it was really, the deep appreciation I felt for the fact that somebody else was cooking my food and somebody else was doing the dishes was really, it sort of lends, like, what we appreciate about travel and why we travel, it sort of makes you see it again, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't go very far. I just went to a restaurant in my town, but still, like, that's the concept, is appreciating what else is out there.
Yep.
Well, that's our show for this week. Thank you for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. A special thank you to Nitra for joining us tonight. It was great getting to know you back.
Yay!
Thank you so much for joining our crazy, crazy crew.
No worries. This has been so much fun. I've enjoyed myself thus far.
Anybody who could join not only just right before the pandemic happens and then still put up with us is
really special. Well, you guys forget.
Really special, guys, or really crazy?
Really,
you guys
special.
Have all of the knowledge, so it's a benefit to me, right? I have lots of mentors to look up to and get advice from, so it's a great thing for me, so I'm excited about it.
Well, on behalf of Donna, Sandy, Elizabeth, and myself, Lindsay, thank you for joining us this week. We gotta fly. I gotta go strangle.